Ama podcast yeki SBS radyoya. Renmai nişte cebun. Zanyari mijaru babati jiawas sabarat bajian la Australia. Lelayan SBS kurdiyo. بوزیاتر لست ساله خلکی استرالیا زانیاری تایبتی خویان ترخان کردوا به شیوه کی نهینی بو بیروی آماری استرالی Australian Bureau of Statistics ABS بو اوی او بر پرسانی پولیسی دادارجن بتوانن پلان بکن بوده هاتو. استا که سر جمعری 2016 سانسیس گوازراو توا با سر انترنت ABS داوادکات لا بشدار بوان بو اوی نو نو نیشانی خویان ترخان بکن و تا ادرس لگل زانیاری بو آمارکو کرنوا. هر بویا لانانی پارستنی تایبت مندی یان پرایوسی اما به حالی کی مزن دادنن. دکتر روجر کلارک اندامکی بن کی تایبت مندی استرالیا دی استرالیان پرایوسی فاوندیشن دلت که اما استا و تایوایا تایبت مندی کسانیش کوده کنوا.
They're now proposing that they are going to keep the identities of individuals. Variously, they've said forever. Then they backed off and said, oh, only for 4 years, although we can't actually believe them, but they've said that they'll only keep names and addresses connected to the data for 4 years now. Complete breach of trust, complete change in the whole basis of what a census is about, and people are upset about that.
سرپرشتیاری برنامه سرجمری سنسس ل ABS دانکن یانگ دالت پیویس نکات خلکی نیگرانی به لبروی او رکراوی اوان میجوی ست سالیان هیا کچنک او جور زنیاریانا نهینیو تایبت دمین نوا.
In the census, we've always collected names and addresses as part of a census. However, what we do straight after the census is we remove the names and addresses from all of the other information on the census form and store them separately. And we don't give anyone access to be able to access both the names or the addresses and the other data on the form. But the data from a form becomes anonymous. That's the data that we use for making statistics, and it's the data that researchers can access.
پارتی گرینز کس که سازی استرالیا باور نکد با قصانی ABS و دلت امد جی نگرانیا. هر بوی اوان کمپینه کم برای و بردوه بناوی Save Our Census که داوادکن الا گنجین وان سکوت موریسن بو اوی بریاری ABS پوچل بکاتوا بو حال گردنی تایبت مندی وکو ناو ناو نیشان لفرمی سنسس دا. سناتوری پارتی کسک سکوت لودلم هر بو اوهوی دلت اگر بیتو گنجیوان سکوت موریسن او انجام نداد بوی هیا سرجمری 2016 نبجه بیت.
I think it does increase the likelihood of boycotts, either overt ones or subtle personal ones, where people just refuse to fill stuff out. And that begins to corrupt the database. It begins to effectively compromise the material that's being collected that policymakers all around the country find enormously valuable. So I think it's a risk that the ABS is running that's absolutely unnecessary. They don't need to be taking this risk.
سناتور لودلم دالت نامتمانی خلکی سبارت با اسایشی زانیاری لالاین حکومت و لسر انترنت لسر بنمای بلگینوین.
We've seen really high-profile hacks of very well-resourced corporations and government departments, for that matter. The immigration department, let's not forget, inadvertently compromised more than 9,000 asylum seekers, people fleeing, in some instances, from police states and authoritarian regimes. You know, nobody is immune. And the fact is if this material hadn't been collected and identifiable in the first place, then that makes the risk that much lower.
بلام دکتر روجر کلارک لبن کی تایبت مندی استرالیا و دی استرالیان پرایوسی فاندیشن دلت که نمونه میجوی زورن بو اوی تایبت مندی خلکی للاین حکومت و دسته وردرا و بناوی اسایشی نشتیمانی و.
One of the reasons that there are very few Jews left in the Netherlands is that data was kept about racial background and ethnic background and religious affiliations, and the Nazis gained access to that data when they invaded the Netherlands. There's the standard story in the United States at the beginning of World War II when the census data was raided, breaching all laws in order to identify people of Japanese descent so that they could all be thrown into concentration camps.
شانی بسا دکتر کلارک بازیاتر لچلو 5 سال لأسایشی تکنولوژی و تا آیتی سیکیورتی کاری کردوا. هر باید دالت که گورترین مترسی با تایبتمندی خلکی بیروی آماری استرالی خویتی.
The threat model that I think most people ought to be concerned about is actually the government and the ABS itself. The ABS has that data, and if the ABS chooses to abuse that data by retaining personal identities associated with the data, and by distributing that data, and by utilizing that data to know more about individuals and to study individuals rather than just producing statistics, then ABS is the biggest threat, and the ABS has already got the data. So I think the public's got a lot of reason to be concerned.
بلام دانکن یانگ لا ای بی اس او دو پاد دکاتوا که تایبت مندی خلکی نهانی دمانتوا.
There's very strong laws which have been in place in Australia since over 100 years, which say that census can never release people's census responses, not even to court, not even to the police, not even to other government agencies. We need to protect the identity of all of the information we've collected. And if we don't do that, we'd be sent to jail. It's seen as a very serious thing. And so the ABS has never released identifiable census information and never will.
سناتوری پارتی ساوس سکوت لودلم دلت خلکی به هلبجاردن هبه با ترخان کردنی او جور زنیاریانا لفرمی سنسس دا.
Well, people can opt out of Facebook. You can't get prosecuted for not using Facebook. That's very different from the government saying you have a legal obligation to provide your name, address, your religion, your marital status, how much you earn, basically all these extraordinary, very fine-grained personal information, and that you can be fined, prosecuted, potentially sent to jail for not doing that. The general privacy principle that should apply here is that the ABS shouldn't be collecting more material than they absolutely need.
لا بنکی تایبت مندی استرالیا و دکتر روجر کلارک پیش بینی دکات که زیاتر لی 1 میلیون کس یان فرمی سنسس پر نکنوا یا خود به حالا زنیاری ترخان دکن بو پرستنی تایبت مندی کنین. او هر وها دالت که متمانی خلکی به ABS کم بوا به شوی کی زور.
The last figures that we had from ABS's own surveys was around about 20% distrust in the ABS. But that had been rising, and this latest flurry will have seen it rise a great deal further. If we did another survey today, it'd be well above 20% distrust. Meanwhile, by 2011, already 4% of the population were failing to fill in census forms. Now, if you ever think about 4%, we're talking about 1 million people. But you would imagine that a 4%, 5%, 6% error rate would start making a mockery of some of the figures that ABS is publishing.
هر بویا هر سخت راستی کن دو پاد بکرینوا لولامی زیاتر لده میلیون مالو که 24 میلیون دانشتوی هیا. دانکن یانگ ل ABS و دالت که اوان پیوانی راستا و کردنیان هیا.
We run a range of quality checks with a census after each census is run, because it's really important for us to understand whether or not the census has missed any parts of the population. So we want to understand, have we got a full count of young people, or a full count of people from different countries of birth, or who speak different languages. That'll help reassure the people who are using our data. But yes, this data still does represent the full picture of Australia and how Australia is in 2016.
جی اماجه با کردنه که زیاتر ل 65 ل 100 خلکی استرالیا چاوروانده کرد فرمی سنسز ل سر انترنت پراوکن روژی 9-8. بلام گروپانی لینگری تایبت مندی پرایویسی ادوکسی گروپ داواده کن ل خلکی که سنسز بایکوت بکن. هر بایا سنسزی 2016 رو بروی تاقی کردنوی کی مزنده بید. او پودکاستی که SBS رادیو بو با بابتی زورتر سبارت برین مای نشتجه بون سردانی sbs.com.au/kurdish بکا.